This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Are the Suns leaning on their starting unit? Is that a bit of a concern for you, Stephen A?
It is a bit of a concern for me, but I want to harken back to what I said at the beginning of the show. That was a dumbass question. And the other point that I wanted to make is that these are the things that justifiably irritate a Kevin Durant. You're a two-time champion, a two-time NBA Finals MVP, a career 27-point-per-game scorer. Whereas you went to a Finals against the Miami Heat in 2012, for crying out loud. You've been to Conference Finals, and somebody is asking a question about you winning a playoff game. That's insulting. Now let me move on.
I also actually think it's insulting to Devin Booker and Chris Paul.
Okay.
These guys were in the Finals 2 years ago without KD.
Yeah.
So I don't understand the point of the
question. Yeah. The other thing is Devin Booker. I just looked at his numbers right there. You realize over the last 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, Devin Booker has averaged a minimum of 25.6 a game. This brother is something special. Okay. Having said all of that, I need to see Monty Williams use his bench a bit more. Because that's the impression that you gave when you first acquired KD, that we had some dudes with Craig, Okogie, and others that we could bring off the bench that could do some things for us. It ain't just about the big four with CP3, Booker, KD, and DeAndre Ayton. And you gave that impression, and you gave the impression that you were going to trust come postseason time. Now, I know that coaches, religiously almost, they shorten that roster. We get all of that. Or shorten that lineup. We get all of that. But Phoenix is one of those rare teams that can't afford to do that. You have no chance of winning it all if you're going to rely on six guys that much throughout the course of these playoffs. That's not going to get it done. That's my concern.
I'm not concerned specifically about this series because I do think the matchup and I do think the game dictates the rotation.
Okay.
And if you look at the end of that first half last night, Phoenix was in trouble. They go on the 11-2 run. Let's acknowledge Torrey Craig because we had questions about the fifth guy, right? We've been talking about this for the last 2 months. The fifth guy. Who's the fifth guy?
Great.
Torrey Craig. 19.5 a game. Yeah. Over two games, 71% from the field. He's balling. Mm-hmm. I think in this matchup, it is important to play your starters. And I'm not saying it's got to be 44 and 42 minutes like it was last night for the next four or five games, whatever it is. If they get past this team, they're not going to need to play their starters 45 minutes a night against the Denver Nuggets because I think the Denver Nuggets are going to beat Minnesota. Denver doesn't have as good of a bench as the Clippers. Okay. When you're bringing off guys like Terrence Mann, Norman Powell, Mason Plumlee, these are guys that could start on a lot of teams. Mason Plumlee has been a starter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Norman Powell has been a starter at times. That's why it's not my concern. My concern is not, the toll of this series and playing. These are going to be intense basketball games. I think the starters are needed in this series to play 37 to 42 minutes a game.
Listen, I think that the issue for the Suns will be late in the series, fourth quarter. One of those three guys is off, especially Paul, 18 years in the league, a little older. Didn't play great, didn't score a lot in the first game. Where are they going to get a little help? Who's going to get them a basket or two in the last 6-7 minutes of a tight game? You hit it right in the head. Westbrook. Gordon, he's got guts, and he's got tremendous range, and he's been in big games before. Powell's a pain in the neck. Mann's good. I got the two centers. Kawhi's a staple. I think this bench will be a big factor, and it doesn't have to be a factor for very long. This series is going to come right down to a basket or two at the end of Game 7. These are two evenly matched teams. We're going to Game 7 in a series. I'd be shocked if it isn't. And when you go to a Game 7, it's a little thing that can tilt it. And I think those guys that Clippers can bring off the bench and find enough offense out of Gordon, Westbrook, It's funny. The game they win, Westbrook doesn't score. The game they lose, he has a great offensive game. Mm-hmm. It's weird. But Gordon, Westbrook, Powell, man, they get two of those guys, Hope and Leonard, they got a hell of a chance to win. I think the Clippers are going to beat them, and the bench is going to be one of the reasons why.
One thing we should note, Campaign has been out the first two games, nursing a sore back.
Coming back.
And there's no update on him right now. Right. But at some point, I hope he's back this series. And he does provide a little bit of lift, and Monty Williams trusts him. He played well as a starter when Chris Paul was hurt this year.
One quick point. The Phoenix Suns were 21 of 29 on mid-range in their mid-range jumpers. Both CP3 and Kevin Durant hit 7 of 10 of their mid-range jumpers. You can't have CP3 getting in the paint that religiously and being that efficient, and you're going to win this series if you are the Los Angeles Clippers. You cannot afford to let that happen.
That's why I brought up the Zubac thing and drop coverage, Stephen. Hey, I'm glad you agree with me on something.
Yes, I did. I did agree.
Glad you said it early.
This is really cute, all of this. Yeah. Who would you rather have moving forward, KD or Kawhi?
Believe it or not, it's Kawhi for this series.
You?
Yes.
Mr. Kevin Durant, president of the Kevin Durant fan club, wants Kawhi?
Listen.
When did that change?
Because I'm not just looking at numbers. Both of them have at least 25, 5, and 5 in the first two games of the series. We get all of that. Kawhi had 38 and 31 last night. Here's my issue. The aggressiveness of Kawhi Leonard is what I'm leaning on. Kawhi Leonard, like you said, they blitzed him and went after him. He had to give up the ball a little bit more than he had to do in game one. They weren't doubling him. They weren't going after him in game one the way that they did in game two. We get that. But he's looking for his shot. He's looking to be aggressive. Kevin Durant is looking to make the right play. He's looking to fit in. At any moment that you give Kawhi Leonard a slither, he wants to take over. Give him the damn ball, he wants to do it. That's the impression that I get when I'm watching him. And that's what I want from my superstar in a series like this. That's why I would say Kawhi.
Ball's in his hands more. He can facilitate a little more. He has the ball a lot at the top of the key. He brings the ball up the court. He controls the game a little more. Durant needs Paul. Give him the ball in certain spots. It's splitting hairs, and I'm with him on Durant. I love him. But for this particular scenario, what I've seen in these two games, I want Kawhi. I'd pick Kawhi. If I was, you know, in the pickup, I got to win some games. I'll pick Kawhi over Durant. Yeah, that's a tough call.
It's by necessity. By necessity, Mad Dog. That Kawhi has to have the ball. He doesn't have Devin Booker on his team.
But
he doesn't have Chris Paul on his team.
That's true. Fair.
I'm not splitting hairs here because I learned my lesson last year. And you guys asked me a question. Who would you rather have in the clutch, Luka or Steph? And I'm not dealing with people's fans. I really am not because they're both fantastic players. I'm good with either one. Mm-hmm. I'm good with either one. I just so enjoy watching Kawhi in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Well, truthfully, I've gone against him, and I didn't enjoy it. But now, as a fan, he's special in the playoffs.
Okay, so let me ask you a question, Jay Redick. How about this? There's never been any time when you've watched Kevin Durant and you said, you're so great, damn it, take the game over. We know you can. Just take it over. You've never done that ever watching Kevin Durant or any star in the league?
The most confusing time I've ever watched Kevin Durant was in the Brooklyn series last year. Or, I mean, the Boston series last year in the first round. That was confusing. That was a performance I've never seen
before. You're saved because I got to get to the
top. He's saved because he answered the question.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Steadily.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Great to be joined by the man himself, Heisman-winning Alabama quarterback, Bryce Young. Bryce, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me on.
Bryce, tell me this. I just mentioned it. Why did you decide to cancel your remaining pre-draft visits?
For me, it was just a decision that, you know, I made with my team. It was kind of more logistics than anything. And, you know, I wanted to do everything I can to focus on, you know, getting ready for the draft and getting ready for, you know, whenever my name is called, you know, making sure I'm working out and training so that I can give my all to whatever franchise it is.
Bryce, I hope whoever picture goes back and looks at the Auburn game from a couple years ago. On the road, down 10-3. And Alabama struggles in Auburn, down 10-3. And you brought that team down the field on 97 yards. Here's a huge play right now for a completion. You had a 4th-and-7 on that drive that you completed. Look at Bryce moving around, making all these plays. They won in 4 overtimes. That is the drive in a lot of ways that I think about when I think about you, only because you only had scored 3 points, and this is deep in the 4th quarter, and you had the wherewithal to bring your team back. Give me some thoughts on that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this was a super great moment for us as a team. You know, everything we do, you know, it wasn't the prettiest game offensively. Our defense did a great job in that game carrying us. But, you know, for me and us as a team, you know, I pride myself in, you know, in those moments, you know, being someone that as a team that they can look towards and, you know that regardless of what's going on, we're having the rest of the game, that we're good and, you know, we're always in it. So, you know, this is huge for me and for the team, just, you know, in a rough game to be able to come back and face adversity in such a rivalry game. It was definitely something on me.
Bryce, good seeing you, my man. Thank you for being on the show, and good luck in the future, my man. You deserve all the praise that you've been getting. But I'm sure you've heard all of the folks talking about you. No one would sense questions your game. You're a winner. You're a champion. You're a Heisman Trophy winner. We know what you bring to the table. When people look at you, however, they say, man, he is small. We've seen in the NFL this year, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, also from Alabama. We've seen him get concussed, not one, not two, but at least 3 times this season. People look at you, and the lone question, the biggest question, rather, that they have about you is your size and whether or not you're going to be able to take the punishment that inevitably comes with the quarterback position on the National Football League era. To that, in the National Football League, to that you say what?
You know, I think it's valid. You know, I get it. I think everyone's entitled to their own opinion. But for me, I'm capable of, you know, I'm capable of what I'm capable of. I know who I am. And, you know, I've been playing with a lot of people that have been bigger than me my entire life. You know, I've always been the smaller one on the field. And, you know, I know that's not going to change to the next level. And it's something I'm super used to. So, you know, I think especially, you know, in the next level, it's about how quickly you can process, how well you can make the right decision, how well you can get the ball in your hands and get into playmaker's hands. So that's something that I pride myself in. I'm ready for that challenge at the next level, you know, so that, you know, hopefully it's I'm not looking to run a bunch of people over at the next level or anything like that, but be more efficient with the ball. And, you know, again, I'm used to playing around people that are much bigger. So it's not going to be anything new for me.
3 quarterbacks right now, Bryce, as you know, are in the NFL, and they start. Jones there, you know well, with New England. 2 that Stevie just mentioned. And, of course, let's not forget Hurts, who just got, what, $179 million guaranteed?
Not bad.
So I'm sure you've at least reached out. I know the Alabama faithful with Saban always get together. What have any specific thought that any of the quarterbacks gave you that you can take? Quickness of the league, it's a long season. What did you take out of those conversations you may have had with any of the 3 of them? Fill me in.
Yeah, really the emphasis on preparation and all the stuff that happens leading up to Sunday. You know, obviously everyone sees how well, like you mentioned, that they've all played on Sundays. But, you know, from all of them, I've been able to hear just what goes into the process of it. I'm hearing individually kind of how they prepare and what goes into it and, you know, how to handle business individually and with the team throughout the week, you know, the importance of practice, of film study, of doing all the little things so that you can have success on Sunday. And, you know, hearing that and seeing the success that they've had and knowing that they echo that, that's something that means a lot to me and something that I take pride in. So, you know, it means a lot to hear that from them as well.
Bryce, you've competed on the highest level in college football. The elements that you bring to the table, what do you think differentiates you from the other elite quarterbacks that are perceived to be in this draft with you?
Yeah, you know, I'm honored to be in the draft with the quarterbacks that I am. I know most of them really well, and you know, I'm a big fan of everyone's game too. But you know, for me, I definitely, you know, pride myself in poise and leadership, and especially the poise that it takes when, you know, when you know, you have those moments where of uncertainty. You don't know what's going to go on. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, there after like, you know, especially at the next level, there's so many close games. And, you know, I think as an offense, you know, being a leader and being someone that you look towards in those troubled times to know you're going to be okay. That's what I pride myself in. Something that I feel like I bring to the table.
Appreciate your humility. Appreciate your mindset. Bryce, let's have a little fun now. So we did this yesterday with your teammate. We're going to do a little rapid fire. Will Anderson was here. Stephen A. answered the questions, too. So feel free to pop in again, SA, if you want to. All right. We're going to start with this. Favorite home-cooked meal?
Oh, favorite home-cooked meal. I'll go with salmon. My mom and my dad both do a little bit in the kitchen.
You said salmon?
Yeah, salmon.
Oh, see, they're raising you to be a quarterback.
I'm rolling with
salmon.
Oh my God!
I'm rolling with lasagna.
If not,
turkey wings.
Well, I better say something nice, lovely missus.
Yes. Yes.
Your favorite meal is out to dinner with her.
There we go.
Salmon. I love it. Got the healthy palate. Okay, best coach of all time, Bryce.
Come on, man.
Easy, Coach Saban.
Of course. There's nothing else to say. It's Nick Saban.
Well, you got Bear Bryant there, too,
Hell with Bear Bryant. God bless him.
Doug,
God bless
he's 21.
Him. But it ain't Nick Saban.
I guarantee you, Bryce, you've heard of Bear Bryant, have you not, Bryce?
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
He heard of him.
All right, Bryce.
But you think he went, he's going to Alabama.
Hey, Molly said he's 21. He's not going to know who he is.
Said,
I just
no,
wanted
I didn't
to double
say,
check
I
it.
I said, how about a more current reference? All right,
Nick
Bryce.
Saban.
One word to describe Nick Saban. One word.
Consistent. He's himself, whether it's, you know, what you see on tape and, you know, with that fire, that intensity, he holds himself to that standard. He holds us to the standard. He holds other coaches. So, you know, just how consistent he is in his message.
No, that's great. I'm trying to work on that with Stephen.
Thorough. That's what it is. That's the word. See how simple that is, Bryce? Thorough. That's Nick Saban.
I like the answer. Okay. That's a very good answer, consistency. Who also has got a lot of NFL experience with Belichick, right. Saban, so he'll learn there.
Favorite rapper of all time, Bryce?
J. Cole or Drake. I can't choose one, but it's those two.
J. Cole.
All right,
I like J. Cole. I like J. Cole, but I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, too. Movie night or game night?
Movie night.
Okay.
Movie night. Yes. He's right.
Movie night. Air is good.
Yeah.
Nice job on that.
The best athletes come from which state?
California. That's
I know it.
Good point.
California. Hey, wait a minute. Georgia or Texas? Oh, no. Georgia, Texas. I had to tell that to Will yesterday. Georgia, Texas. He had a point there with Georgia now. Can't knock that.
Okay.
You know?
Jordan or LeBron?
Oh, my gosh. I don't have enough time to go over this. All right. Short answer because I tell this to everyone.
You do it.
Jordan's the greatest ever, had the best career, most iconic. The best pure basketball player, take all that away, is LeBron.
So he played, did a good job.
Listen. That's very slick. Listen.
He's ready to be an NFL quarterback.
Listen, Jordan, I'll simplify for all of America out there. Jordan is the greatest because he was a greater winner. But in terms of overall basketball skills, the multitude of things that come with it, people that say LeBron, I have no problem with it as long as you recognize the fact that LeBron was not the winner, that Jordan was. As long as you understand that, we're good.
Not the assassin either.
That's right. That's what I'm saying.
Winner assassin.
And Bryce, by the way, you're an assassin, my brother.
He's a great player.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Bryce. You know. This was a lot of fun. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Take care, man. Good luck.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Doggy, which team has the brighter future here in New York?
Just to bother
you. New Jersey?
Just to bother you.
Don't tell me.
The Jets.
You don't even know where their quarterback is.
Yeah, it's going to be Rodgers. We're assuming it's going to be Rodgers. I think the Jets have a chance to really be good. Now, to get out of the AFC is not going to be easy because you got Mahomes and Burrow and Allen and everything else. But the Jets have a good defense. They have Garrett Wilson. They bring in a couple of people in from Indianapolis. Bryce Hall is going to be 100%. Rodgers is still great. Love the Jets. One thing about the Giants' schedule next year, at San Francisco, at Buffalo, at Miami, plus the Chargers on the road. Not that easy. Jets have a better
future.
Which
team has the coach of the year?
Next year, coach of the year?
No, who has the coach of the year, the Giants or the Jets?
Oh,
the Giants. Oh, the Giants.
Yeah.
He's a good, you struggled on that. That was supposed to go a little more smoothly. It's okay. Tomorrow, we're talking Chicago. Is Justin Fields primed to make a major jump this season? Tune in tomorrow as our Draft Blitz series rolls on. Back to the NBA. The Warriors. Draymond Green was suspended one game without pay for stomping on the Kings' Domantas Sabonis. And the NBA said the punishment for Green's Game 2 behavior was based in part of Green's history of unsportsmanlike acts. Green will serve the suspension for Thursday's Game 3. The Kings said Sabonis has a sternum contusion from the incident and is questionable for Game 3. The Warriors will miss Draymond's presence on both sides of the ball, especially offensively, where they're 9 points per game worse without it. All right, Woj tweeting this morning. NBA executive VP Joe Dumars tells ESPN on Draymond Green punishment, quote, here's what it came down to, excessive and over-the-top actions, conduct, detrimental, and a repeat offender. That's what separates this, where you end up with a suspension. He continues in the next tweet. Dumars to ESPN on weighing the circumstances of the Warriors down 2-0 to the Kings in the series. You know what the situation is, but you have to set that aside and look at the facts in front of you. Repeat offender weighs as heavy as anything. Okay.
I just want to point out before we get into this subject, the irony of it. I've known Joe Dumars for decades. Love the man. Very happy that he's in the position that he's in. But who is he a former member of?
I was just going to say that.
Wow.
You feel like it's hypocrisy?
Wow. It's the Pistons and lame beer.
Wow. Emma Horn.
Right.
Sally, Rodman.
Isaiah wasn't an angel.
Isaiah. Yep. I mean, listen, I think they don't get enough praise what they meant to the NBA because everybody talks about, you know, Boston and L.A., and then it's Michael Jordan. They're forgetting that the Pistons interrupted everything. Obviously, the Sixers in 83, but they're forgetting that the Pistons disrupted everything. But, my goodness, it's just the irony of that statement coming from a bad boy Piston. Wow.
All right.
Wow. I'll talk to Joe about that.
JJ, let me ask you this. What implications will this suspension have on the Warriors?
Well, the implications in the short term is that Game 3 turns into a must-win. If they can win that game without Draymond, I still believe they have a chance to win the series. If they go down 3-0, history tells us it's over. It's particularly because Golden State is not a good road team defensively. Let's talk big picture, though. And let's just I don't want to do the hypothetical, but let's just say the Warriors lose to the Kings. I think the long-term implications of this is that there's got to be a different roster construction at those positions, at the four and the five. When the Warriors dynasty started in 2015, there were still a lot of teams, I know I was on one of them, that still played two bigs. Two non-shooting bigs. And if you look around the league right now, how many good teams play two non-shooting bigs? I can think of one, and that's Cleveland, right? Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. They don't shoot threes. They don't space the floor. Okay. But there's two guys that are so good defensively, as are Draymond and Kevon Looney. I think the long-term implication is you can't go into next season with two non-shooters in the starting lineup because the rest of the league has caught up to you. And I think about Mike Brown, who spent years with Steve Kerr and has been in coaches' meetings in playoff series. And, yeah, you talk about the other team. You talk about strategy and X's and O's. You also talk about your own players. He's got a treasure trove of information stored up, a scouting report that none of us have on the Golden State Warriors. And he's taking advantage of the fact that they start two non-shooters in the starting lineup. And we've seen that bear out. It's putting too much pressure. As good as Steph and Clay are, if you could be physical like the Kings have been, if you're going to allow that, it's putting too much pressure on them to make tough shots when you have two non-shooters in the starting lineup. I really believe that if they end up losing this series, there may be a change. And I don't know, I'm not saying it's going to be Draymond Green. I think Draymond Green is a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best defensive players ever. I think he's the best defensive player of our era. I think they should bring him back, sign him to a long-term deal. As long as Steph Curry's there, they've got a window to continue this run. But there's got to be a change. They need more shooting. As crazy as that sounds, they need more shooting. They need more spacing on the offensive end.
There's nothing to disagree about with what you said, but you left a few things out. Number one, like you said about Draymond, he's going to look for a contract in excess of $100 million over the next 4 years or whatever. Personally speaking, in today's NBA market, I think he deserves that. Certainly not $200 million, but of course over $100 million in today's NBA market, with elite as he is defensively, even though he's not what he was years ago, he's still one of the better ones today. Definitely. Whether or not they're going to do that remains to be seen, because they paid Wiggins, they paid Poole. The other thing, here's what I think he left out. Kevon Looney doesn't necessarily have to start, but with Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr loves this man. Loves Kevon Looney. Love him to death. Don't ever want him to go. I mean, he loves him as a player, loves him as a person. It's like a hero to Steve Kerr, for crying out loud. Steve Kerr loves this dude. That's a decision that they're going to have to make. And he's the kind of person, he's such class personified. He'll come off the bench if you need him, if you go out there and find that extra big that could do some things for you. Okay? So I wanted to bring that up. When you look at Golden State, and you're talking about those two bigs, that's one point. The other thing is that you left out the part about this with Mike Brown. You said in the first part of the show, J.J. Redick, that Draymond's been baited.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who came up with that strategy? That would be Mike Brown.
Right.
Fine, De'Aaron Fox didn't come up with that. Malik Monk didn't come up with that. Sabonis, with all the antics that he's known to pull off in Indiana and now in Sacramento, he didn't come up with that. That's Mike Brown. So you left that out. This man knows this team. He was an assistant coach for Steve Kerr. He knows Draymond intimately. He knows these players. If anybody can know how to bait Draymond Green, who would know it better than Mike Brown outside of the folks on the Warriors? So we have to understand that. And we also be clear, it ain't beyond them to bait Clay a little bit, too. Because Clay, obviously one of the greatest shooters we've ever seen, obviously an individual that has walked around feeling underappreciated for quite some time, and deservedly so, because he is underappreciated. That man is great. But you can get Clay to a point, time to time, not when it really matters, but time to time, where you could egg him on a little bit and get him to get out of character and maybe four shots that he normally would be a little bit more patient about, making that extra pass, getting it back, then shooting it then, as opposed to launching in somebody's face. These are the kind of things that Mike Brown are doing. And that's what we need to pay attention to. He's tugging on their strings a little bit, and he's doing a hell of a job, clearly, because he's pulled it off thus far.
Well, let's do one thing on the series first. Sacramento, they could have lost either one of these two games. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the first game, Curry shot 3-for-13 from three and had a wide open three to tie the game. And Wiggins had a three to win the game with 10 seconds to go. He had that wide open corner jumper. In game two, even after Draymond got thrown out of the game, and I don't even think he should have been, but after he did, the game was tied twice. And after Thompson made a three, they were down by a point. So it's not like Sacramento has won this game like the Cavs have, like last night. These games could have gone either way. So I think the Warriors have a lot of life left in them. I'm not sure if they're going to win, but I'm with JJ. I think they're going to win tomorrow night. They got a cause now. This is a world championship team in their home building against a novice team on the road with a cause. That is dangerous. Green comes back in game four. He's all fired up. And, hey, you know what? You have my back. Now I'm going to have your back. And Sabonis is not going to get a call. They're going to look at Sabonis like you wouldn't believe. I think this series is 2-2. Now, as far as the whole thing with bringing Green back, you know a lot more about the psychology of what the team structurally needs to do. I'm curious if maybe the Warriors have just had enough. You know what? I know you said earlier today that it's only been the one suspension in 7 years, but this is a suspension. He did punch Poole. that we all saw in training camp, and that was not just a tap on the shoulder. He punched him. That may have caused a little divisiveness in the locker room. So you can make the argument to where you say, you know what, we won our four championships. Could have been more if he maybe didn't get thrown out of that Cleveland series, but he won our four championships. Maybe it's time to just move on and look at it a little differently. I wonder if Golden State's thinking about it from that standpoint.
I want to be clear. I'm not counting the Warriors out. I know I said they got to win tomorrow. Like, I'm not counting them out. I'm not counting Steph Curry out. I would be very clear on that. I still think the Warriors can win this series. Your question, have they had enough? The reality with Draymond, and we discussed this last year, is more contentiously than we are discussing this today. The reality is with Draymond is that he has always towed the line between just aggressiveness, over-the-top antics, and competitiveness and basketball play. Like, that's – he's always towed that line. And sometimes he steps over the line, like he did game one last year against Memphis, like he did in 2016 with the kicks and the LeBron play. But you can't argue with the result of him living on the edge. You can't argue with four championships. You can't argue his value to this dynasty. And I believe this. If teams want to operate in good faith, you have to reward that. You have to reward that. Now, hold on. Now, when you were talking about roster construction, I think one of the challenges, if we are talking moving, because I love Kevon Looney too. I think he's extremely underrated. One of the challenges going forward with this new CBA is this new, the luxury tax penalties, and basically it's hard cap. You basically can go 2 years paying the luxury tax, and then it's so egregious, the tax, that you can't move beyond that. Joe Lacob obviously has shown that he will spend money, but I don't know that there's a Brook Lopez out there, like when he signed in Milwaukee coming off his Lakers year for, what was it, $3 million? Like, that doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
But he was the perfect fit for Giannis, right, playing alongside Giannis as a five. Those guys just don't exist. Those guys are going to get paid. So really you have to look at trading a player, I think, is ultimately – you know, if it ends up that, where you've got to rebuild the roster around Steph, Clay, and Draymond, it ultimately is going to be the trade a player.
Only thing that you said that I would challenge is that you don't only, and you're too smart not to know this, JJ. You don't only get paid for what you've done. You get paid because of what is projected you will do. If they're looking forward, you know, all of these years that Draymond has been playing, and I support him getting that contract extension. Let me be very, very clear. I hope he gets it with Golden State. But understand, you didn't play for free all of those years you were winning. You got paid then. You got contract extension. And now they got to project what you're going to do three, okay, 4, 5 years down the road, if that's what you're signing for.
And this is where I'll challenge on something you said earlier, which is that Draymond is not as good defensively as he once was.
But he's still better than most.
Draymond Green will make all NBA defense this year.
Yeah, he's still better than most.
And had anybody else on the Warriors had a good defensive year,
no,
he would have made first team because they would have
been a top. I'm only saying when you pay him, if you sign him for 4 years, if you go to the state, you're looking at what he's going to do for you for the next 3 to 4 years. It ain't just about what you did. That's the only point that I'm making. You know that.
All right, as far as the suspension, Joe Dumars is going to join Malika and the crew on NBA.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C.
Tennessee, Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, so we have our cathartic session where you tell us why we're mad. Do you have number?
Yeah. Well, first off, she owes me money because of the Wizards.
I don't know that. Oh, I don't owe you any money for this. I got to get her shoes, but I don't owe you money.
Yes, you do.
No, I do.
No,
I don't.
May I start?
Yes.
May I start?
You're not. Go ahead.
All the people out there who've been yelling and screaming about how the Ravens have mistreated Lamar Jackson, where are you today? Where are you today? The Eagles just gave Hurts $179 million guaranteed. And, of course, the Ravens, according to Adam Schefter on the show, told Stevie and I that the Ravens owe $175 million. Schefter's a Hall of Famer. I believe him. $175 million for Lamar. And what is his response? He writes a long letter saying, thank you, Baltimore. I'll see you down the road. What? How in the world do you expect to get more than freaking Hurts, who won a couple of playoff games and was great in the Super Bowl, who would have been the MVP if they called it home, if they didn't call the home on third name against Kansas City. So I don't want to hear another word about how Lamar is being mistreated. The Ravens are cheap. They're not treating them properly. Nonsense. Sign the contract. You're not as good as Hurts. They gave him 179. Take the 175 and be happy. Point number one.
Deshaun Watson.
I'm not sure I agree with that. Let me tell you something right now. I'm not saying he deserves Deshaun Watson money because that's an outlier.
I said
Watson. Foolish.
I meant
Hurts. I just said that. But what I'm saying to you is Hurts at 175. I would remind you that Kyler Murray's getting 189. If you are Lamar Jackson, well, you could make the argument, why should I get paid less than Kyler Murray? Now, just because Hurts took 175 doesn't mean he should have to. You shouldn't be spending other people's money and telling them what to expect.
Are you nonsense?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Watson got $255 million.
Well, that's Jimmy Haslam.
Guarantee. I'm just telling you.
He's not Branch Rickey.
I'm telling you.
That's Jimmy Haslam.
Blame the Browns because they set the standard.
Okay, yeah.
That's one. All right, chill. Now, this is an odd one, but goodness gracious. Did anybody see the Masters 2 weeks ago? When freaking, he went to the bathroom wrong 7 times because of the slowness and pace of play. You know what the big culprit of that was? Patrick Cantlay, that's who it was. And did you see Cantlay, whatever his name is, Cantlay at the RBC down in Hilton Head? I know he watched it. Play shot by gut. Do you know that on the back nine on Sunday, he was behind a tree in the straw? Do you know they had a timer? We can't show it to you, but they had a timer on it with a little cell phone. 2 minutes and 50 seconds. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to take a little 5-iron, boom, and hit it to the left of the tree on the green. Plus, it took him a minute to make a 4-foot putt. 4-foot putt. He made it, but at 60 seconds, listen, they got a plow dunk, can't take 5.5 hours on a Sunday afternoon over a cocktail. That is a joke. Cantlay, speed it up. 4 hours and get the heck off the golf course.
Number two.
Wait, I want JJ to react to that. He's the golfer.
I'm with you on this.
Yeah! Oh,
there is nothing worse. There's nothing worse than a slow golfer.
That's right.
Play ready, golf.
Did you
Let's
see
go.
Him?
I don't care
did you
that
see
every
him?
Shot's worth X amount of dollars. Come on.
Did you see him on
You're
that one shot?
You're everybody else.
Behind the tree?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God.
I did.
Wait.
Can I ask you one question real quick, Doggy?
Yes. Can we see that golfer again?
Yeah. I got a good swing. I hit the ball right here. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Doggy, wait, hold on. You counted how many times you went to the bathroom?
Yeah,
it's reported. John Rahm, they talked about it. John Rahm
kept
the set 7 times.
Seven times.
And they still had to wait.
And Cantlay was in front of them. That's what we're facing. That's two.
Okay.
All right, three. Hey, the Bulls got to do something. This is a disgrace, this Oakland A's. Last year, or 2 years ago, the bathrooms over flooded. There was sewer on the field. At Alameda. And did you see what happened this week there when the Mets played the A's out in Oakland? The SNY broadcast booth, they could not broadcast from their booth in the Mets A series. Why? Because there was a possible Ransom, who is living in the walls of the Alameda Coliseum.
Ew! That is disgusting.
Look at that!
That is
this is
disgusting.
A Major League Baseball facility. The team plays here. The Oakland A's have won 5-4 championships. And they got animals in the walls. When he's got squirrels in his roof, he hires somebody, he knocks the squirrels out. When I had bats up there in Connecticut one year, I hired somebody, and I got the bats the hell out of there. How a possum sitting, ask me, and animals in the Alameda Coliseum in baseball allows this to happen? Hey, I love Manfred, but Rob, get Oakland out of Oakland. Put them anywhere. Put them here. Put them in the New York City subway system. There's less bats. But this is stupid. They cannot play any more baseball in that facility. Now, ASAP.
I completely agree with you. The fact of the matter is, you know what? The Raiders are gone. The Warriors are gone. It's not an accident. We have to look at the local government in the city of Oakland, what they're doing, and why owners are looking to run for cover, and the A's ain't far behind. That is an atrocity and a mistake. I don't even think the players should show up to play under conditions like that.
That possum is going to haunt me in my nightmares tonight.
Awesome.
I have a real issue with rodents. Bugs, I'm fine, but rodents, like, I cannot handle it. I feel like something is crawling on my back right now, just looking at that little
and
face.
And I guess the possums are good for the environment. That's what I've been hearing.
Okay, that's great. Outside.
But outside. Not in walls. You agree?
I agree, and I also think I think it's unfair to the Oakland A's players.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like
yeah,
the fact that they have such a different experience than most
Major League
all baseball players.
Not
that's
most.
All of them. Yeah.
That's
a
disgrace. I mean, it literally, if you're Rob Manfred, you should be making arrangements for the team to play elsewhere until they upgrade facilities.
Almost.
No player should be subjected to that.
Joke.
No team should be subjected to that.
And not bad.
That was great. Stephen A., the Inside NBA crew had something to say about you last night. Let's take a listen.
Yes, sir. Captain Ernie, sir.
And then Derek White or Stephen A. Damn, Derek. We love you, Stephen A.
I join you in the head shake.
Yes, sir.
Damn, Stephen A. Stephen A. played for the Celtics.
He
do first take in the morning and play for the Celtics.
You'll never find a hairline like
mine. I'm going to get him.
You do first take in the morning.
I'm going to get him.
And play for the Celtics that night.
They both texted me last night. I'm going to get him good. They got me. I'm not that damn bad.
No,
I'm not that
you're
bad.
Not.
You
you're
should
not.
Show up to work with
you're
a headband
not.
On like Derek White.
You know what accentuates it, though? Because his hair's so long.
It's a little different. It's okay,
is.
Though. It's all right.
Is.
Here's the thing.
You're 30
He's
years
in his
older.
20s.
Yeah.
I'm in my 50s. And my hairline still ain't like that. But that's okay. I'm going to get Charles Barkley and Shaq for that one. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to come up with something. Trust me.
Is that a threat or a promise?
Oh, well.
Didn't Barkley want the Clippers in the playing games this week? Wasn't that his real deal? Which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
That was a great list.
Not a bad.
List. You got the possum in there.
You did a good job. You grossed Molly out with that last rodent picture.
Yeah.
We didn't know you'd call it. You'd have the picture.
Well, we found it. And Cantley, I'm glad Jay saw that.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to see it this week. 2 minutes and 50 seconds, they had a little fine iron. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Wait.
JJ's a big golfer. Are you any good, though?
I'm a 10 handicap.
What about you?
15.
I don't play yet.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quick takes! Actually, Stephen A., you're going to get this because it's your Rangers who made a statement beating the Devils 5-1 in their first game of their series. New York, stand up, right?
Yeah. We could go with that. We can go with that. Let's do that.
Everybody thought that experience and the goalie would be a big factor. The Rangers killed two penalties in the first 6 minutes of the game, scored first, goalie played well. 5-1 win. Devils are a young team. Rangers should be in good shape in this series.
You know a little hockey.
Well, I don't know that much hockey, but I watched a lot of this game here with the Knicks.
It was just a compliment. The Stanley Cup playoffs continue tonight. The Islanders take on the Hurricanes at 7 Eastern, followed by the Wild and Stars on ESPN2. And on ESPN, the Bruins host the Panthers 7:30 Eastern. Then it's the Kings and Oilers, the road to the Cup. It's on Fox. Sacramento Kings' De'Aaron Fox was the runaway winner of the NBA's first ever Clutch Player of the Year award. Not only did Fox lead the Kings to their first playoff berth in 17 years, he averaged a career high with 25 points per game. Fox also led the NBA in clutch scoring with 194 total points. All right, this is going to be fun.
This is him.
Christopher Mad Dog Russo, who's the most clutch player in NBA, get ready for it, history.
I'm not going to give it to George Mikan. Bob Pettit, I'll lay off
you
on Bob Pettit. I love
God.
Pettit, but I'll lay off on Pettit.
Thank
no
God.
Elgin Baylor, no Russell didn't score
get
that much.
All
no,
him.
I am, and you would think I'd take Bird, and I love him, and I probably should have taken him. I'm going to take Kareem. Only because when you think about it for a second, since he was basically in eighth grade, he was the feature of every game he ever played. He was the guy that the other team had to stop every time that the ball was thrown up in the air. He was the best college basketball of all time. He won 3 NCAA championships, MVP of 3 NCAA finals, and obviously he lost 2 games in college. He goes to the NBA, he goes to Milwaukee. They were terrible. They bring Oscar and they win a championship. And name me a game that you can ever recall with Kareem where he missed a skyhook at the end. That skyhook was an unblockable shot, and also he was a great free throw shooter. Remember, he made 2 free throws to beat the Pistons to win a championship. And the shot that he made against Hank Finkel in Game 6 of the 74 final.
I remember that shot with Finkel.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
I told him to get the video so we can learn.
No. We don't want to do black and white in this day and age. Nothing doing.
Great play by
play.
But I'll take Kareem.
Okay.
But if that's the case, why did you stop there? Why don't you just go Bill Russell? I mean, he did play in 11 series deciding games, 10 game 7s, and 1 game 5. You know what his record was?
24, he never lost.
Is that your answer?
11. No, it is not my answer. But I'm saying, since he went Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, why not go Bill Russell? That's what I was saying. By the way, you had a buzzer beater. I was looking up my stats. You had a buzzer beater in 2016, assistant from Chris Paul. Your lone buzzer beater of your career. Just wanted to throw that out there. Congratulations on that. Here's the deal. I thought about this long and hard. Now, obviously, for me, it's MJ. 9 buzzer beating game win. I mean, that is MJ. For me, it's MJ. But when we talked about it, and they said to us, they said the question, they said, have your top 3, 1-1. So for me, here's where the struggle was. MJ was a given. And I was thinking about LeBron and Kobe, and I'm like, how the hell do we leave out Larry Bird? I just can't leave out Larry Bird. I just can't do it. Okay, I watched this brother. I mean, I got to go with Larry Bird. Then it comes down to Kobe or LeBron. Now, LeBron has had, 21 game-winning shots in his career.
90 seconds.
Kobe's got 8 buzzer beaters, second only to Michael Jordan. Regular season, postseason combined, Kobe's percentages are better. I've got to go with Kobe Bryant. LeBron on the outside
Kobe
of the 3 looking
Dean in. Bryant.
MJ, Kobe, and Bird.
I actually can't recall Kareem Abdul-Jabbar ever missing a skyhook at the end of a game because I can't recall a single Kareem Abdul-Jabbar game because, unfortunately, I was 5 when he retired.
Oh, Lord.
I was 5.
Okay.
Here's what I know. We've got tracking data going back to 1996, 1997. In that period of time, LeBron James has the most clutch time points. He's got over 2,600. Only Kobe has more than 2,000 in that time span. Kobe and LeBron are the only 2 players with more than 80 game-tying or game-winning field goals in the last minute of fourth quarter overtime. Kobe has 89, LeBron has 81. LeBron has the most buzzer-beating game winners in the playoffs. He's got 5 of those. It's very clear that it's LeBron, Kobe, MJ, right? In no particular, those are the top three. The top three most
Larry much. Bird.
You know, I can't, and that's a good point. It's just hard to leave out Larry Bird. You're leaving out Larry Bird.
We need the tracking data. We need some.
And you're leaving out Larry Bird.